Thou saw little need in learning a witch's pyromancy, and so thou left her there, content to press on with only thine own skills thou hadst mastered. The ruins of Lost Izalith were fraught with towering beasts and monstrosities unlike any thou'st yet encountered. The ceaseless discharge, thrashing about an oozing flame, the demon fire sage, the eldest and most powerful of its brethren, and the centipede demon, a mass of flesh and twitching appendages, reserved only for the most depraved of nightmares. Thou met the challenge and slayed them all, but none couldst prepare thee for thine final test. 'Twas a precipitous plunge as thou descended towards the deepest vestige of the lost ruins. And when thou reached the bottom, thou met not the witch herself, but something far more wretched and depraved. The witch of Izalith, her form recognizable no longer, had maligned herself into a mass of roots and flaming branches. 'Twas the very bed of chaos, a bastard child born of the Lord's soul and a powerful pyromancy lost to the annals of time itself. The beast was too powerful to attack head on, and so thou wast left with little choice but to dodge its flailing arms and hurl thyself into the tangled roots and delve deep into the beast's writhing guts. Thou swung thine sword, severing the hanging branches that blocked thine path, until, at last, thou found the creature's heart, a root-clad insect nesting in its core. With one final thrust, thou sunketh thine shining sword into the foul beast, and ended its reign over the ancient city. And in the moments that followed, the soul of Lords revealed itself to thee. Another soul in hand, thou art one step closer to thine goal. If thou hast yet to pillage the catacombs and meet the grave lord at his altar, step forth toward chapter 8. If thou art bold enough to challenge Seif the Scalus in his archival palace, seeketh chapter 12. If thou should wade into the abyss and taketh on the four kings of New Londo, go forth to chapter 18. If the Lord's souls four are in thine possession already, cometh back to me and receive thine just reward in chapter 26.